ichebo cha abiru ichi chamaka chinga mwapala chinga mfumia mulipi wazo chinga mpela no umuwa muyayaya. Our numbers, contact number 0977 281905 0977 281905 and 0955 281905. If we go to Sangwa Mulusaka niku Garden House Power Road Mumbwa Road, so kutimu atutumina pama number 0977 281905. Inshiteo tulonga na ni 0815 pasande mukese. Ninebo chipusa wenu Brother Douglas Kulu. Shalom, shalom, bye bye.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on Wonder of Radio, the headlines. Tonse Alliance Copper Belt leadership pays status quo on President Brian Mundubile. Luangami, Member of Parliament, backs free education policy. In international news, fears over West African Islamic insurgency dominates Benin's elections campaign. And in sports news, Mwemba inspires Mumana Lupando FC with roadside support. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Civil Forum on Housing and Habitat Zambia has joined African leaders, city authorities, development partners, and civil society organizations in Nairobi, Kenya for the second African Urban Forum. The platform focused on advancing sustainable urban development and ensuring adequate housing for all, which will run from 8th to 10th April 2026 at the Kenyatta International Convention Center. CFHHZ Executive Director Grace Chikumo Tonga has emphasized that adequate housing remains central to dignity, economic empowerment, and sustainable development, especially as African cities continue to grow rapidly. She noted that the key challenge facing many countries is not the absence of policies, but rather the lack of alignment between policies, system, and implementation practices. She further stressed that inclusive planning is essential, stating that decision about housing and urban development should not be made exclusively in boardrooms without the meaningful participation of affected communities. Luangami, Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Moses Moyo, expressed his commitment towards supporting President Hakainde Hichilema's free education policy by increasing classroom space. Moyo has since announced plans to roof a new reconstructed head teacher's house at the Patuno Jere Primary School in Singo Ward, Luangami constituency, Chipata City. He explained that the school, named after the father of His Majesty King Pezeni IV, was built entirely from his personal resources before his election in 2021. Moyo noted that the school caters for pupils from grade 1 to grade 6 and has been operational since 2023 in Luangami village under Paramount Chief Mbezen. The United Party for National Development UPND Provincial Secretariat in Mungu was today filled with excitement as intra-party election for Western Province concluded in a peaceful and well-organized atmosphere. The elections were marked by high levels of participation, laughter, and energetic thanks, with no incident of violence, setting a strong example for internal democratic processes within the party. The highlights of the elections was the affirmation of Kapero Mbangweta as provincial chairman after he went unopposed. Mr. Mbangweta, who also serves as a provincial minister and member of parliament for Nyama, is expected to steer the party's agenda in the region for the next 5 years. The electoral process was overseen by commissioners Munji Habenzu, Gilbert Riswaniso, and Romeo Kaombe. And the Tonsi Alliance Copper Belt Provincial Leadership, led by Councilor Amos Chisinga, paid the curtest call on the Alliance President Brian Mundubire at his office in Lusaka. The delegation, which included councillors and direct officials from various wards in Rwanda, used the meeting to brief the party's leadership on the dominant political situation on the Copper Belt. During the engagement, the provincial leadership emphasized the need to strengthen coordination with the Alliance and reaffirmed their commitment to advancing its vision and objectives. They highlighted the importance of unity, grassroots mobilization, and strategic political engagement as key pillars in consolidating the Alliance presence across the region ahead of future political activities. Meanwhile, Charles Kabitwa, Provincial Youth Secretary for the Tonsi Alliance BM8 movement, underscored the significance of the meeting, and President Mundubire commended the delegation for its dedication and urged members to remain focused, disciplined, and people-centered in their approach as they continue serving the interests of Zambians. The leader of the opposition United Prosperous and Peace of Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has called on the government to make urgent changes at the Indeni oil refine on the Copper Belt. Mr. Chanda says the government's decision to turn the refine into an oil marketing company was destructive and has left the country dangerously exposed. Mr. Chanda says Zambia, as a landlocked nation, depends entirely on imported oil.
And this is the reason why, as UPPZ, should God grant us the opportunity to rule this country, we will definitely relook at the issue of Indeni and correct the mistakes that were made. These were destructive mistakes that shouldn't have been made. What we needed was to ensure that we upgrade that Indeni to the point of it refining crude oil, so that we still have access to crude oil that can be processed within the country and have fuel reserves.
Meanwhile, the former Indeni board chairperson, Yamfa Mukanga, also says the decision was a wrong move. He warned that the government should have first explored ways to restore the company's profitability before changing its role.
Agriculture News.
With me, and now in agriculture news, Chasefu independent aspiring parliamentary candidate Captain Towani Chipeta has called on the Tobacco Board of Zambia TBZ to put the interest of farmers first as it prepares to release price mediums for the 2025-2026 tobacco marketing season in the coming days. She says growers invest heavily in producing quality tobacco and deserves fair compensation that reflects their cost and efforts. Chipeta stressed that TBZ must ensure buyers' price submission meet production threefold, warning that anything below this level risks disadvantaging farmers. She added that transparent and fair pricing would not only safeguard farmers' livelihood but also strengthen Zambia's tobacco industry.
Birava kuti mitengo zuwerera pasi, vantu wa sushika nazo, kulima, kusamala, mitengo, para wa skapa market mitengo, zawera pansi. Ivo, tukumba yae kuti vantu vitu, wapite mvantana. So isa tupemba kwa Tobacco Board of Zambia kuti watibekele, palimi vitu wa mchasefu, kuti haa vantu hawa, tingawa uvira uli, kuvira mzinda, kuvira vantu vinu. Wa TBZ ni pala mwaika mitengo ziwe miza kutivantu wangapoka kwa something mkusuzika kusuzikira ivo vosuzikira ngani tobacco.
With that news item, we now dive into a short break. We have more in international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Yeah, well, the question is, because people just deliver according to what people want, let them not get the agree voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. And now in international news, with growing fears that the military Islamic insurgency that has engulfed large parts of West Africa is spreading, security has been dominating the campaign. Trial in Benin, a once largely